neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Mr. Og.
And informing Abraham Aleinu Shalom, we see it caused a big price tag for Moshe Abraham Aleinu Shalom, because later on we see in Sefer Devarim that it seems like put Moshe Abraham Aleinu Shalom in tension, because Hashem tells him, don't worry, because at the time that he was going to war with him, so then Hashem says, don't worry, you know, b'yadecha natati oto, it's in your hand, and so on. But the question that is asked, first of all, as we discussed, his intention, was it good or not good?
Not good.
Not good. Why was it not good? Because his plan was, has v'shalom, to harm Avraham Avinu alav shalom. It's not that he was worried about Lot, and so on. So now why Moshe Abraham alav shalom has to be worried if his intention was not kosher? So now, we see later on that he has to go to war with him. Hashem says, don't worry, everything is okay. So obviously something worries Moshe.
Even though his intention was not good, but he did chesed to save Lot by saying that.
Hazak Yavaru. So that means somebody walks in the non-kosher restaurant and he should think, I'm eating kosher food. So then it's okay. His intention is good.
Was not good, but the act itself still was a chesed
that
needed to be repaid.
No, but chesed is committing a murder. What do you mean? I'm sorry? Chasu shalom. Chasu shalom. If Hashem wanted to save Lot or get rid of him, so Hashem would inform Abraham Avinu in a different way. No, chasu shalom.
It's for us to learn that even though in this case, even the intention wasn't there, it still was like, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was worried about it, let alone if we do something nice.
No, no, in Judaism, we don't believe in positive thinking.
He wouldn't inform Abraham Avinu. You know what?
Oh, you heard me.
No positive thinking?
No, you cannot go to the gas station and then fill up your gas tank with $5 and say, Sheila Madhu Sayyidina Harim, I'm going to drive to New York. Would it work? It's meaningless.
You mean fantasy thing?
Yeah, there's no such a thing.
Positive is good.
No, you have emunah, you have bitachon, but you have to do whatever that you're supposed to do. It's not that, you know, okay. It doesn't work that way. Back to Lot. Here is a very, very keen, delicate point here. So now, when Abraham Avinu Shalom went to war with these four great kings, what exactly happened? What happened?
He won.
And what does that mean?
Hashem was with him.
What happened? So what happened exactly? Okay, so what happened?
He said, Lord.
Okay. Still didn't answer me.
He bring the people back.
No.
What answer do you
say? Kiddush Hashem. That's what happened. Because everybody realized, oh, this Yehudi and his servant defeated millions of people. So now, here, what Moshe Abraham Shalom was worried about? That Og caused Kiddush Hashem. That's what he was worried about. That's what scared him. So now here we see that if Kiddush Hashem is caused by a non-Jew, that it creates such a merit, more so if Yehudi caused the Kiddush Hashem. Of course, Moshe knew, you know, what the Og did. There's nothing to talk about. You know, he's a vicious man. He wanted Chas v'Shalom harm Avraham Avinu alav shalom. But what happened here? See what the Kiddush Hashem took place, and that's what scared Moshe Avinu alav shalom. And that's what exactly the whole beautiful message here is: that every step that you take, that mekadesh shamayim, be such a גאולה לעם ישראל. שם ישראל.
כהילה נשמות, הלל כהללוקו, כהילה נשמו, נשמו שלי. כהילה נשמות, הלל כהללוקו, כהילה נשמו, נשמו שלי.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.